For years, I've been bragging on the team at Allied Outdoor Solutions in Houston for the beautiful work they do to make your outdoor area, your backyard, look like a resort. Well, their business has just grown and grown organically because they do great work. Your walkways, the area around your pool, your outdoor kitchen, all of that. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. And now, over the years, it's taken 20 years, they're now in Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. 844-846-1010. Call them at 844-846-1010.
It's that time. Lock and load. The Michael Derry Show is on the air.
When I started in radio 17 years ago, I wanted to build a community woven into a business model that shared values, activism, lifestyle, you name it. That came to mean a trip to Palm Beach. I still have a couple of tickets left on our trip to Aspen at the end of August. If you're interested, email me. It meant that we would have events. The RCC was part of that, a gathering place for people of shared values so that you didn't feel disconnected. We're still doing that. I mean, we've done several since the closing of the RCC, including the one with Clay and Buck in March. Mentioned the Aspen trip at the end of the summer. I'm working through the World War II Museum, which will probably be early 2023, just getting the details kind of lined out for that. I may be doing a Nashville trip. Clay and Buck have asked us to come up for the midterms, but I'm still working through a couple of things because as pedestrian or mundane as it may seem, but my kids have athletic events and I don't miss those, so I have to be able to work around that schedule. But one of the things I wanted was that I would have a stable of show sponsors with whom we would partner that would not be advertisers, but people who shared our values and would take good care of our listeners. And in return, that our listeners would be loyal to. And, you know, when you grew up in a small town, Dr. Allen was my doctor, and then he handed his practice over to Dr. Rutledge. If somebody asked us, you know, had we just moved to town, where should we go? Dr. Rutledge. And we could call Marty Rutledge and say, hey, you know, Bob Smith just came to town. Can you take good care of him? And he wasn't a show sponsor because I wasn't on the air. But that was how, and to this day, I would still send people to Dr. Rutledge. It was the same thing. It was my doctor growing up. I know what kind of care he'll take. I know what kind of care he takes of my parents. So that was the idea. I frequently, when I'm off the air in between shows, will either pick up the phone or send an email to our list, to our show sponsors and say, how are things going? You know, and so Hamilton Vascular is one of ours. And when they came on the show, it had to be something that I approve of. And Dean Chauvin is one of these kunasses that you have to love. He just happens to be a doctor. And he's passionate about healing people. Well, vascular issues turn out to be a big portion of the problems below your waist, not related to your wiener, although could be related to your wiener. That's what Viagra and all that was about. Or for ladies to, yes, you get my point. And if you notice, for instance, with diabetics will often lose a toe, a foot, or more because of blood flow issues to the perimeter of their body. Well, everything related to varicose veins, sores that won't heal, there are lots of reasons, there are lots of things that vascular problems can relate to in the lower body. I should probably have Dr. Chauvin on, because as you get older, these become very common. The kind of things that when you're young, you might say gross. When you get older, you go, is that what's causing that? Anyway, I asked Dr. Chauvin, I said, hey, what are our folks coming to you for? They can't tell me about an individual patient. That'd be a HIPAA problem. But they can speak to a general issue. Ramon, here's the general issue. I said, what do more of my listeners come to you with than anything else? Are you ready for this, Ramon? No, that is not it. RFA, radio frequency ablation, which is a procedure to close unhealthy veins. Ramon, do you know Dr. Chauvin was telling me, you got veins, as you get older, you can have veins in your body that are literally leaking blood. Just like my 65 Cadillac, you're driving along oil's just leaking out. Any of you who've had an older car, if you have a classic car, you know they always leak. We leak blood out of our veins. Craziest thing. So it can close up an unhealthy vein that's leaking or weakened, angioplasty, stenting, which they still do. Stenting, Ramon, is the equivalent of the culvert out in front of your house. For those of you with open ditches, you know what this is about. That culvert out in front of your, the grass and the mud has just clogged up, and they just go in there and plunge that thing out. They basically just put a slip liner through the middle of the culvert so that the drainage can go on through. And atherectomy, what was that? Why did we need a gong at that point? Why are you cleaning buttons in the middle of a segment? That's just goofy. What are you doing? Oh, we have to. Nobody cares if the button is not clean. Can't you clean the buttons during the break? Would that be, is that too much to ask that maybe we'd just start cleaning the buttons during the, no? Can, no? I, oof. Yeah, well then when do you go pee is exactly the right question. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden says we should protect illegal aliens and not make drunk driving a felony. Okay? As reported by InsideSources.com, during a forum, Joe Biden said he would not detain people who come to the United States illegally, quote, behind bars, which means he would not detain illegal aliens at all, because where else are you going to put them? He would instead rely on ankle bracelets, allowing immigrants to travel freely across the country while they await a hearing. Yes, because ankle bracelets have worked out so well. Well, we've got this mass murderer on the run. Well, where is he? He was supposed to be kept in captivity. He's not in captivity, but he was wearing an ankle bracelet. Where is the ankle bracelet now? Well, it's where we had him in captivity. Where did you have him in captivity? In his mom's living room. Oh, but he's not there anymore? No, but the ankle bracelet is. He cut it off. He found it a bit restrictive. You change the culture by saying you're going to get fired. You are fired if, in fact, you do that, Biden said at the forum. You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed. And I don't count drunk driving as a felony. Here is Joe Biden, clip 298, saying just that.
You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
The reason is because you have a lot of illegal aliens who come from a culture where excessive drinking and getting behind the wheel is culturally acceptable. Now, Joe Biden has repeatedly, and as it turns out, falsely claimed that his first wife was killed in a 1972 accident, his wife and daughter, caused by a drunk driver. Well, Biden has had to call the family of the driver to admit that he knew that wasn't the case and to apologize. It's, you can't keep up with the lies this idiot tells. The Michael Berry Show! We'll be right back. Well, I guess the rainbow flags will be packed away for a year. Today is the last day of Pride. And for those of you who aren't sure why the rainbow flag represents that.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Pride Month. This meeting will be quick. I've had a lot of questions about why we changed all of our social to rainbow colors. While that's a good question, it's one that you should have instinctively known. You see, the color red is for libesians. These are women that more than likely wear their hair short and drink a can of PBR on the way home from their construction job. We use the color red because these are the first group to get red-assed about something. If you're a cis male, this is a group you'd want to hang with. They play video games and will talk about girls with you. Orange is for the bis. This group can blend into the colors red and orange. Their color really should be camouflage because they are usually women and harder to spot in a crowd. If you're lucky enough to marry one, good on you. Yellow is for the gay. We use yellow because gay men are usually loud and proud like a school bus. Many people think that the gay can be taken rather easily in fisticuffs. I would not recommend testing this theory. Green is for the trans. No, they're not Asian, but trans is harder to explain. Let's try this. If trans were a country pop band, they would be called the Chicks with Dixie, and they'd sing about how Earl became Pearl. If you ever become friends with a trans person, you would find them to be extremely loyal and will stand shoulder to shoulder with you at a protest. Blue is for the queers. I always thought queer was the same as gay. I was wrong. No one knows what queer is, not even those that identify as queer. The rest of the colors are all for the pluses. This is basically a catch-all. Kinda like the junk drawer in your kitchen. If you ever need anything, the pluses have your back. Now go out there and fly the rainbow flag. Well, until July, then we switch to loving America.
Our culture is always in the midst. Ramon, I just sent you some audio. Our culture is always in the midst of changing. Problem is, you don't know what that change is until there is a vote or an action. And it's not what is portrayed on Rachel Maddow's show. What are the results of smearing people's faces into something that you claimed is your personal sexuality and you just want to be tolerated, and instead you're prancing around naked in the middle of the streets and putting your genitalia in the face of little children while their white liberal parents cheer as if this is somehow progress for progressives? I don't know. I think that the pendulum is always in the process of swinging one way or another. The left will not stop. They cannot stop. It's how they mobilize progressive values. And it goes from LGBTQ and however many new letters they've added to their pronouns. This doesn't stop. It's not limited to 1 month. It'd be a relief if it was. It's not limited to 1 month. And the reason this is so good for the left is they'll give the blacks February. It's the shortest month, and you got to keep the blacks happy because that's your voting base. That's who the white liberals rely on in order to win their offices. But the white liberals really like this sort of stuff. They love feminazi stuff. They love gender pronouns and the like. They love being triggered over you not calling a man she if she puts a little makeup on and a wig. Oh, it upsets them. They'd like to criminalize it. And the more you do it, the more it upsets them. Misgendering the left cannot be tolerated.
Welcome back to Portland Action News. This just in, we have late-breaking information from downtown Portland. We just received a report that 13 people were injured and 5 are in critical condition after a devastating drive-by misgendering. According to witnesses, an individual who drove past a crowded park at the corner of 5th and Main around 3 p.m. is responsible for the carnage. At the time of the misgendering, the park was filled primarily with pan and polysexual identifiers. but the suspect refused to acknowledge their preferred pronouns, choosing instead to roll down his window and shout, quote, "All you chunky bimbos need to hit the gym. You hefty chicks are looking mighty juicy." According to authorities, it was the deadliest mass misgendering in Portland history and was equally brutal on members of the body positive community.
Ramon, look at the audio for Crystal Matthews. Yes, there is audio from Jim of Crystal Matthews. It is a recorded call from February 15th that was just released on June 26th. Crystal Matthews is heard, Representative Matthews, let's make that, in an audio tape published by Project Veritas, telling Democrats, quote, "to pretend to be Republican candidates," end quote. This is a prison call. She goes on to say she would be open to receiving donations from criminal enterprises, including drug trafficking. You're going to get to hear this audio, but you're going to hear her talk about requiring, well, let's just listen to it.
Secret sleepers, like we need them to run as the other side, even though they for our side, and we need them to win.
Right.
We need people to run as Republicans in these local elections. And this is the only way you're going to change the dynamics in South Carolina. We can battle them in public all day, as long as we know we're working for the same goal. For me,
right.
I feel like y'all, we need sleepers. When we get enough of us in there, we can wreak havoc for real from the inside out. Then we can flip some from the inside out. We got to take back some of these seats, especially in these local elections. We need a group of sleepers. And I still got to struggle to raise money for my campaign. Where the f*** is my black people with money? I don't care about no dope money. Give me that dope boy money. Where the f*** is dope? Where the duffel bag boys? Find you somebody in your family that don't even know you donating to my campaign and put that f*** under their name. Honestly, these ain't the same type of black people that I grew up around. I don't recognize these black men. So I don't black because I don't understand the type of black that they are. Now, can I talk intelligently? Can I can move in all kinds of circles, but I'm a heart. I love black people. I feel safest around my feet. I'm very much a in a lot of ways, but I know how to turn it off and turn it on. You know, I know how to be in certain spaces. You know, you got to be able to turn it off and turn it on. Yeah. We need some folks that can wear all black at night and take their f***ing yard signs down when they sleeping. We ain't got to make a bunch of noise about it. We ain't gotta go live about it. Just don't say s***. Just like when somebody drop money and you pick it up. You pick that up and keep walking.
Can you really coexist in a society with somebody who's like that? Somebody who admits, I'll play along when I got to play along, but behind the scenes, I want crimes committed. Behind the scenes, I'm ghetto. Does there come a point where the fear of everyone being called a racist keeps them from calling out that kind of hood rat behavior? Because it is, and it's beneath our country, it's third world standards.
This is the Michael Berry Show.
I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it, rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.
Whoa, whoa.
Eight hard truths about life I wish I knew earlier. Number one, everyone you love is going to die sooner or later. Number two, we give our lives meaning. If you feel like life is meaningless, then you only have yourself to blame. Number three, the perfect partner doesn't exist. Concentrate on finding someone who has a lot of qualities you like and the same values and build a fantastic relationship. Number four, life is a game. Find the games you want to play, learn the rules, and find the best way to be successful at the games you selected. Number five, everything ends. Youth, love, life, all end, and that's what makes them so valuable. Number six, be romantic about the little things. Number seven, be a realist about the big things. Life isn't a movie. You need to have a plan, have an artist's ambition, but an engineer's mindset. And number eight, figure out a way.
There is a well-respected in many circles theory that the United States was injected into World War II by FDR on the basis of Pearl Harbor, which was a setup. The idea was, and it's a theory, you don't have to agree with it, but the idea was that Roosevelt exposed us to an attack, if not altogether inducing the attack, because that would create such an outcry and drag us into the war. The United States was a rather isolationist country prior to that moment. We didn't believe in going and fighting other people's wars. And Churchill was begging FDR for our involvement. We had the Lend-Lease. We were giving assets. We were loaning money. We were doing things to assist the Brits, but it wasn't going to be enough to help them beat the Germans. And FDR did want us in the war. The problem was you needed to get people mad enough. That's the same theory that goes for 9/11 and what happened, why it happened, because there is no doubt that a lot of people signed up to go to war after that. Either way, a study of history will reveal that many times an attack on a people that provokes a reaction was even planned by the leaders of those very people. It's 3D chess, as you've heard the term. It is creating an environment where you're upset. There are a number of situations where someone trying to set off a race war in this country has attempted, in some cases completed, an attack. A white guy attacking a white facility, a Christian facility, a Jewish facility, trying to set off a race war by the reaction. Or blacks, black militants have been known to set up scenarios where they can anger the people of the community by convincing them that someone that's a natural enemy has attacked them so that they will respond in kind. These sorts of things are quite common. You're starting to see that more and more with the various groups of activists in this country. What was George Floyd but an opportunity to fire up black people to vote Democrat? And it worked. Make no mistake, it did work. What was the pandemic but an opportunity to fire up young people against Donald Trump and to suspend the laws that were in place in red states to prevent vote fraud? And that's how they carried it out. And they will do it again. That's why COVID's coming back. They're setting the stage now. The timing has to be right. Well, there was an article I read about how Ricky Gervais's new Netflix special is transphobic. Okay. And I started wondering, what if it's supposed to be transphobic, sexist, homophobic, racist? What if here we are at the end of Pride Month? And what if maybe the people who want you to watch this or want me to watch this are trying to convince me that the reason I should watch it is it offends the right people? I have no doubt but that Dave Chappelle's enemies are driving his success. Chappelle wasn't finished, but he was certainly limping toward retirement. And then he was perceived as upsetting the trans community by being transphobic. And yet Netflix, a company that always caves, stayed with him. It's almost as if the controversy was designed to draw more attention, and it works. You remember in Minority Report, they would target specific ads and news stories tailored for specific consumers? And that's what cable TV is. What if I'm just seeing this news story about Ricky Gervais's Netflix because they know that if the right people are offended, I'll watch it? Then it occurred to me this sort of marketing could work with other things too.
Coming soon to a Nissan showroom near you. It's the all-new 2022 Nissan Titan. Find out why critics are calling this the most transphobic automobile to hit the highways this road trip season. It's got four-wheel drive, leather seats, and the ACLU just called it the most problematic truck on the market. You're gonna love test driving it just like you're gonna love its gas mileage and the condemnation it just received from the NAACP. So what are you waiting for? Come on down to your local Nissan dealership and tell one of our employees that you want to check out the all-new Nissan Titan while you marginalize persons of color.
Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock on my doors. It's the only way to live.
You know what I was thinking last night, Ramon? I used the phrase, I truly believe, and I realized we haven't had an I truly believe in a while. What do you truly believe? Get right to it. One sentence. 713-999-1000. I truly believe. 713-999-1000. Coming up.
The Michael Berry Show.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided and they.
Ramon, did you have anybody in your school that men that wore eyeliner? We had a guy, he transferred in, and he was like some combination of Boy George and Marilyn Manson and Alice Cooper and Charlie Manson. And he wore a long trench coat. It was green, army green and black combat boots. Now, in your generation, that was done. At our school, that was weird. And then eventually he transferred in high school. And in a small rural school, that's not easy to do socially because everybody's friends group is set. And so he only had girlfriends who were girls. And the only thing I ever heard of him after we graduated was I had heard that he'd been arrested for. I don't know if they ever did anything about it. I'd heard an allegation. I don't know that it was true. That he and a few other people had sacrificed a horse, which would be bad enough if it was your own horse. But in the state of Texas, you don't steal somebody else's horse. And if you do, you certainly don't sacrifice it. I don't know, for some devil god, far as I know, It might have been for rain. I don't know what it was. I didn't actually... I heard from someone who heard... It's like the January 6th committee. But I believed it because it seemed believable. Yeah. It seemed believable. All right. It is time for an I Truly Believe. Remember, when I say, Melissa, what do you truly believe? You say, I truly believe, and you get right to it. It can be serious or it can be silly. It's our first I Truly Believe with our new phone system and me running it remotely from Denver. So this should be interesting. Ramon?
And now the Michael Berry Show presents I Truly Believe.
Dickens was paid by the word, and that's why he wrote so damn long and so descriptively. I think Ramon thinks he's paid by the length of his intro music because, whew! Melissa, what do you truly believe?
Michael, I truly believe in the right to pursue happiness, life, and liberty, and the freedom to do so.
All right. Fair enough. I like it. Let's go to David. David, what do you truly believe?
I truly believe that Paul Anka's cover version of Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana is awesome, and you guys need to play that today.
We'll play it in the next segment. I will give you credit because it's sort of a reverse cover. Usually it's a young person playing an old person's version, but good catch. Scotty, what do you truly believe?
I truly believe the rapture and the seven-year tribulation is very, very near.
All right. Let's go to... Hold on. Let me get out of that. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan, what do you truly believe?
I truly believe we are living the novel Atlas Shrugged.
Boy, it sure feels like it, doesn't it? It feels like the last 82 pages of that book. Wow. Let's go to Scott. Scott, what do you truly believe?
I truly believe that Michael Berry needs to run for president in 2024 as Donald Trump is his running mate.
As his running mate? I just don't see Mr. President being anyone else's running mate. I think he'd like to be top of ticket. Lonnie, what do you truly believe?
I truly believe we should remove all warning labels that thin the herd of idiots.
You know what? There's something to be said in there. You see these disclaimers on commercials, and you think to yourself, you're letting the HR department and the legal department run your company. Whatever happened to creativity? Jonathan? Well, we just lost Jonathan. Let's go to Richard. What do you truly believe, Richard?
Michael, I truly believe the chicken fried New York strip, prime grade chicken fried New York strip with jalapeno gravy at Warehouse 72 is the best chicken fried New York strip you will find in the city. Mention the Michael Berry Show and get you a free beer with it.
If that dude does that again, I swear. He has called and promoted his business about 35 times. I think probably somewhere around 20 I've worn out. I think from now on I'm going to just... No, never mind, never mind. Steve, what do you truly believe?
That government is nothing more than force. It's not malevolent force. It's not benevolent force. It's just force, and we need less of it.
Well said. Did you hear my interview with Ron Paul 2 nights ago?
Yes, I love Ron Paul.
National treasure, I tell you, national treasure. For those of you who didn't hear it, we often play things from the morning show on the evening show because it's timely if it makes sense to do it. And I know some of you don't like that. You've made that very clear. It's my show, not yours. So I'm sorry. You want to do a show, you do a show. But sometimes our content in the morning, I believe, should be replayed a segment or more on the evening show, and that's just the way I'm going to do it. We're programming the show. Very rarely do we take something that airs first on the evening show and play it the next morning. But two things this week I would send you to for the podcast that I'm proud of. Number one is an hour-long interview with Dr. Ron Paul about liberty, gold, Ukraine, monetary policy, and a lot more. And our tribute yesterday during the 5 o'clock hour to Clarence Thomas. I don't just want to talk about what news directors chose as the top story of the day every single day. I think that cheapens the bigger picture. I think that we have to step back and recognize that there are issues that transcend what is the headline chosen by a news director this day. And so we did that twice this week with Ron Paul and with Clarence Thomas. If you go to our podcast, if you didn't hear the evening show, you can hear those. I think they're both pretty darn good. All right, we're going to continue with our I Truly Believe coming up. 713-999-1000. Keep trying if you cannot get in. And if you want to send me an email, I'll have Emily start forwarding those over as well and try to work a few of those in at michaelberryshow.com. I have a buddy named Ray Breyers, and he owns a company called ThePipeYardInc.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it. Rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.